Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 20th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we prepare these messages, and as we just prayed together a few moments ago, that we might instruct and encourage others. Today's message is titled, When the Hour Was Come. The scripture text is from Luke 22, verse 14.
And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him.
As we come to Thursday in Holy Week, let us consider the events that likely took place on this day.
Consider the 12 apostles. Only several years earlier, they had left all to follow Christ. What an experience they had. The wonderful teachings, the astounding miracles, the good food and fellowship they enjoyed together day after day.
Earlier in his ministry, the opposition had tried to seize Christ, but could not. And I quote from John 7, verse 30, because his hour was not yet come. But this night was different. The careful historian Luke states, the hour was come.
Now the 12 leaned around a table, and Jesus shared what surely seemed to them a confusing illustration inserted into the familiar Passover meal. These are his words, my body which is given for you, my blood which is shed for you.
What was he talking about, they surely wondered. Their eyes darted to one another with inquisitive looks as Jesus again spoke of dying. Just days earlier he had come into Jerusalem to great fanfare and shouts of praise from the crowd, recognizing that he was the king.
But the hour was that singular moment in space and time for which Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, had come to this world. Oswald Chambers states, the cross is the crystallized point in history where eternity merges with time.
May all we who believe and follow Christ reaffirm our commitment to this great and loving God today. May the desire of Paul's heart also be the theme of our prayer. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. And I want to end today on my part before Brooksine prayers and our reading with a quote from one of the great classic hymns. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime.
Let's pray together. Father, I glory in the cross of Calvary from which your Son, my Lord and Savior, died for my sins. I boast only in Jesus, who lifted the heavy chains from my enslaved soul, freeing me to soar to newness of life. Thank you, God, for demonstrating your love toward me in that you gave your one and only Son to die for me. At just the right time, while I was still powerless, Jesus died for me. While I was unlovely and unable to save myself, because of this incredible act of love and forgiveness, I have reconciliation with you, my Father in heaven. Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen. What a joy to serve Christ today and be forgiven, be heaven bound. And we know that's because of the cross. It's because Christ did not shirk his divine calling during that hour, but rather obeyed the cross, obeyed his Father and went to the cross. Pardon me. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared and are sharing for Thursday, March 20th, 2008. Today we do have an outstanding photo, again taken by a new friend who is a professional photographer, Howard Blixfelt. It's on the site today, along with just two lines from a chorus that I think will eventually become a hymn. And I'm not sure what distinctions are made between choruses, hymns all the time anyway, but it's from that great song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us, How Vast Beyond All Measure. We also have several links today to songs on the site that you can listen to. One that we just discovered today in the course of our preparation and looking for music that would supplement the message on the cross. That is actually a video, but is the audio portion is what I really am blessed by. There are links to these resources. Again, this is the message prepared for Thursday, March 20th, 2008. And our website, again, is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day, and remember the cross.